cool day today, but the sun's out now as Larsson takes the free kick deep to the far post. Brown wasn't picked up. It's cleared by the Albion defence, only as far as Catamol. What a strike into the top corner from Lee Catamol on the edge of the D. There was no saving that from Ben Foster. Sunderland's first shot has produced their first goal, the first goal out the Hawthorns of the new Premier League season. To Gardner. Gardner's done well, got through the challenge of Catamol. Gardner's ball into the area, looking for Anichebino. What's the referee given here? It's going to be a penalty to Albion. He thought very long and hard about that, did the referee, but has given the Baggies a penalty for the foul on Victor Anichebe. So this is a chance now for Albion to equalise. Now it's Berahino with the opportunity to equalise from the penalty spot. Big responsibility now for the youngster. Vito Manone in the Sunderland goal. Berahino scores! Rolls the ball into the opposite corner, and the Baggies, who have got better in this first half, are on level terms. Alan Irvine, unmoved on the near touchline, remains with his arms folded, but the Baggies level on the opening day of the new season. Berahino from the penalty spot. Albion 1, Sunderland 1. Dorans. Dorans with a shot from distance. Manone gets down. It was an awkward bouncing ball which he dealt with. In comes the cross there from Gardner. Must be! It's Berahino again! 2-1 to West Bromwich Albion. Alan Irvine trying to calm everybody down inside the technical area. But inside, he will be absolutely buzzing. Are the Baggies on their way to an opening day win in his first Premier League game in charge, the new head coach? We've got 17 minutes to go. It's Albion 2, Sunderland 1. Berahino at the double. Pocagnoli's wearing a plain shirt now because of a bit of a blood injury. As Gomez threads it forward down the left-hand side for Van Aanholt. Oh, it's an equaliser. Sebastian Larsson, where was the Albion marking there? Sebastian Larsson popped up inside the six-yard box to equalise for Sunderland.
What sort of positives can you take from the game then, Alan, would you say?
Well, straight away, the positive that we recovered from an early setback. And, you know, I haven't looked at it, but people have told me that we didn't do that last season. So that's encouraging, that the mentality's there, the character's there. So that's vitally important. And it's one of the things we've talked about, that whatever happens, it goes against us. We stick together as a team and we look after each other. And then I felt that at times we played some very, very good football. I thought we completely dominated the first half after that early setback. I think it was the first time that they'd been up the pitch, and it was a magnificent goal. But I was disappointed when half-time came because I felt we had a lot of momentum. Second half, we weren't as good. We gave the ball away too cheaply at times. And it wasn't that all the time. I was happy with a number of the things I saw, but there are things we need to brush up on, and we'll get to work on them.
Like what, for example?
We need to do better in terms of, well, for a start, not giving needless free kicks away. We need to be better at defending them, and actually I thought we were better in the second half as far as that was concerned. We're trying to integrate a lot of new players at this moment, players who aren't quite sure exactly what is expected of them. We're trying to do that as well with some players who are just coming back from being injured. So there are a lot of things that are disruptive, and it's what that's done is it's slowed the process down, really. But I feel that we're moving in the right direction. We've got a group of lads here who are disappointed that we didn't win. But on the other hand, I can tell that they're quite pleased with how they performed. And so we're not exactly where I'd like us to be at this moment, but we're on the road there.
Two quick final things. How close was Brown Idey to playing any part today? An encouraging reaction from the supporters at the end, I thought, as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, the supporters have been absolutely fantastic today. I loved it when they made a load of noise, and, you know, when they're doing the boing-boing and so on. They were absolutely fabulous. But Brown, he's only just been in a week. I think it's a big, big ask to throw him into something. Would I have done it if we'd needed a goal desperately? Absolutely. Absolutely. But there wasn't that need. And it was in my mind about putting him on, but it was also in my mind about how difficult that would be for him.